Sharon. Sharon, a busy mother of three, was spinning in a cloud of dust trying to make sense of what had happened. She had been a loving wife and caretaker of her home, and she had been shocked when she discovered that her husband, Devin, an investment broker, had been involved with pornography and two different women since her first child was born. Her lip quivered as she desperately tried to hold back the tears. "Yes, I've been a busy mom, but I work to make Devin's needs a priority. Just last Saturday, I joined him at his company's event where he was recognized for his outstanding performance." Sharon's eyes glazed over for a moment. Oh my, there were so many beautiful women at the event. It could have been any one of those women who came up to congratulate him. Without skipping a beat, she continued, "I have Devin's clothes laundered, meals prepared, keep the home neat, and have sex with him, even when I'm really exhausted. I know how hard he works. How could all this have happened to me? I tried hard to be a good wife. I did all the right things, and it happened anyway. My conclusion, I'm just not enough." I gently explored deeper and asked, "Sharon, before you discovered the other women, did you believe you were a good wife? A good mom?" Sharon pondered the question for a moment and said, "Yes. I thought I was doing my best. I volunteer in my kids' classrooms. I manage a gluten-free, dairy-free home. I give my family lots of hugs and kisses. I take care of what Devin needs and asks for. What more could I do? Not being good enough for him is the only thing that makes sense to me." Before Devin's affairs, Sharon believed she was enough, a good wife who cared well for the needs of her husband and family. The trauma-induced shame belief, "I'm not good enough," was causing Sharon to believe she did something wrong by not being enough. Hogwash. Helping Sharon rethink her trauma-induced shame belief can free her from the crushing weight of feeling responsible for Devin's betrayal and believing she's inadequate. Her newly targeted belief, "I am a good enough wife and mother," became part of our ongoing work together. Devin's decision to betray was not a result of who she was. It was the result of his choice. When a betrayed woman starts living out of her new belief, it's evidence she's embracing the truth. Looking at what you believe. Wounded partners have difficulty moving into empowered ways of living when these negative beliefs reside in their hearts. While there are reasons these shame beliefs are bouncing around in there, the good news is there are transformative ways of letting them go. The first step comes by taking these nagging neggies out of the dark and writing them down. It's the only way to know what they are so that we can turn them around. That's what cognitive behavioral therapy is about, changing our beliefs so that we can change how we think, feel, and live. The Apostle Paul was a wise mind coach when he said, "If there is anything true, noble, right."